The block party has been losing attendance in recent years. The celebration once drew more than 100,000 New Year's Eve revelers, but that was back in the days of the Fiesta Bowl, which brought with it a parade, major headlining acts, and a gigantic bowl of salsa. When the Fiesta Bowl left Tempe, a nonprofit organization tried to carry on the tradition. But producing the event cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and even after attempting various public-private partnerships, it was still losing revenue. Kate Borders is the executive director of the Downtown Tempe Authority. She says the events of this year's block party will be coordinated by the individual businesses on Mill Ave.
This is what they're good at, and they excel at event planning and throwing great parties for New Year's Eve. So we just feel it's best for us to let them do that.
Borders says organizers expect about 20,000 to 30,000 partiers this year. Mill Ave will still be closed to traffic, and admission will be free. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Tempe.